It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and someone would pray for you and your needs. God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. I'm doing this program just for you, so your faith can be increased and together we can do mighty things for the Lord. Jesus Christ is doing miracles today. We just heard last time that Jairus was a religious man, godly man. He was the ruler of the synagogue. When his daughter died, Jesus Christ raised his daughter. Jesus said, just have faith. Just believe only, and your daughter will live. Jesus Christ is a miracle-working God. And we started from the beginning, each and every healing Jesus did. Each week, we are giving a new example. And we are studying how Jesus healed those people. And we are practicing in our life, and I'm saying to the listeners, if you believe and if you receive healing for your body, you receive salvation for yourself, you will be witnessing and telling others. Today we are going to learn about one widow's son. Now the widow had only one son, just like a Jairus. But the Jairus' daughter was 12 years old. But this lady's son was a young man. So here we see this story is given in Luke chapter 7. And you can read that story from verses 11 to 17. Luke chapter 7, verses 11 to 17. This story is recorded only one book. And Luke was a physician. So when he's writing about the people who are sick and dead, he will be carefully telling us exactly what happened. Now this widow's son died. And Jesus raised him, but I would like to tell you how it happened. In Luke chapter 20, verses 1 to 4, there is a one widow story is given. Jesus Christ was watching and people were giving their tithes and offerings. And here comes the widow and puts the 2 pennies. And Jesus said to his disciples, see this widow? She gave more than anybody else. So the disciples said, Lord, she gave only 2 pennies. And other people are giving thousands of dollars. He said, those people are giving from their abundance. Means if they have $1,000, and if they give $1 or $2, that's not a big thing. Or somebody has $1,000,000 and gives $1,000, that's not a big thing. But this lady, this widow, had only 2 mite or 2 pennies, or just think $2 or $200 or whatever. And whatever she had, all her bank balance, whatever she had, she came and gave it to the Lord. That's why Jesus says, not how much she gave, but she gave all what she had. She did not have any money in her house. She didn't have any bank balance. Whatever she had, 2 pennies she had. In those days, 2 pennies can buy so many things. But the point I'm making, 2 penny is not a 2 penny, but whatever she had, she gave it to the Lord. Now look at her situation. She's a widow. At that time, Jesus didn't say anything that the widow has a son or his son is going to die, nothing. But I believe the same widow's son died. Why I'm saying this? If you read in a book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10 and 11, verse 10 it says, if you give your tithes and your offering, God will open the heavenly windows and pour down the blessings, and you will not have room to store it. And verse 11 it says, when you do that, he will fight your devourer. I believe this lady is a Jewish lady, and she knew, if I give everything to God, God will fight for me. Maybe her son was sick and dying, but she didn't ask anyone. She believed, if I give everything to God, he will fight for me, and even though my son dies, he will raise him again. It's not in the Bible, but I'm just connecting these things. You will know when you're reading this story in Luke chapter 7. The word of God says the name of the town was Nain. Now Jesus Christ came to that town. Nobody called him. Jairus went and told Jesus, my daughter is sick, please come. This widow didn't send anybody to Jesus. Jesus came himself. But Jesus didn't tell his disciples, why I'm going to Nain. He came to the Nain, and there was a gate. And from that gate, these people were taking this dead body. And everybody's crying and weeping, and this widow is weeping and crying. Jesus had the compassion. I think Jesus remembered, this is the lady, this is the widow, put everything what she had, and now her son is dead. Her income is completely gone. She thought, if I give my 2 pennies, whatever I have, my son get well, and he will earn the money, we will have enough. That might be the faith she had. But now her son is dead. No other income in the family. No money in the house. And she is crying and going after these people taking a coffin. Jesus comes to her and says, he said, please don't cry. Please don't weep. He didn't tell her that I'm going to raise your son or anything. This lady, I don't know, she remember or recognize Jesus, that Jesus Christ is doing signs and wonders and miracles, and he came to my town. I didn't invite him. And he's telling me, don't cry, have peace. Something good is going to happen. Her faith might be rising up. Jesus Christ touched that coffin. The people were carrying, they stood there, and this man, young man, got up and stood and start talking. I don't know what he said, but he might be saying, mommy, I'm alive. I'm going to take care of you. Whatever happened. But the point I'm making, Jesus Christ knew the situation of this widow. Without somebody calling, he went to her town and he touched that coffin. The man got healed, stood there and started talking. We don't know what kind of sickness and disease he had. But now he's in the sound mind. He's able to talk. He's able to communicate with his mother. And he might have said, mommy, I'm going to take care of you. You remember you put the 2 pennies and you say, son, I gave everything to God. Now only thing I have, you. And you're going to take care of me. But when I died, Jesus raised me because he can see the coffin. And he was grateful. The point I'm making, now nobody could say, oh, that boy was just sleeping. Jairus' daughter was young, and she might be just sleeping, and maybe a couple of hours, and Jesus raised her, and Jesus said to her mother and father, don't tell anybody, just like nothing happened. But for this man, nobody can say he was not dead. They were taking him to burial ground. Many people were crying. And the widow had only one son. Can you imagine the joy that lady had? The point I'm making, the word of God is true. Only one scripture in the Bible, he says, give it to the Lord and prove it to me. And prove me. That means our God will come to rescue you. When your heart is belong to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says, wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be. That lady gave everything to God. Her heart was belonged to God. When Jesus came, she didn't say anything. But she knew she was an old lady. That means she saw Jesus' miracles. And she didn't go to Jesus or didn't send anybody to Jesus. But Jesus came to rescue her. The same Jesus knows whatever the problem you have. Sometime you said, I have nobody. Just like a widow. One son I had, that God took it. And they will be very mad, very sad. They might be cursing God and doing all kinds of things. Our God is a good God. Our God is a miracle working God. Even though you don't know who will come to rescue you, who will supply your needs, God knows everything about you. He knows your name. He knows your address. He knows everything about you. There is nothing secret to God. And sometimes people say, oh, if God knows everything about me, why he cannot do a miracle like he did to that old lady or he did to Jairus? Jairus went. Jairus worshiped Jesus. He begged him to come. This lady, she went to church or synagogue. She gave everything what she had. And she trusted in God. God is my supplier. The word of God says, our God is El Shaddai. El Shaddai means all-sufficient God. He can give everything what you want. He will supply your needs. Just trust in him. Sometime when the people are sick and very weak, they would say, how am I going to survive? How am I going to work? I lost my job. Who will hire me? I'm very sick. My bank balance is gone. Nothing is working for me. Call upon Jesus. He's El Shaddai. He will come to rescue you. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will set you free. And you will be able to work. You will have money. You will have job. You will have children. You will have everything. There is nothing impossible with God. I saw one man, very depressed. I came from the post office and I was standing. I said, sir, why are you depressed? He said, I have to come to your church and tell you. He told me all the story, what problem he had. He even sued the company because he had a problem. I said, sir, I'm going to pray for you. God is going to heal you. God is going to bless your wife. God is going to give better house and everything. And I prayed for him. He called the lawyer. He said, I believe Jesus Christ healed me. He said, your case is coming within a week. He said, within an hour, a week, I don't need it. And God healed him. He started coming to church, started giving his tithes and offerings. Today, he's a minister. He's a blessed man. The point I'm making, sometimes it looks like everything is falling apart. Nobody to help you. God is watching. God is always there to help you. You just have to call upon Jesus. Jesus will come to rescue you. He will give you everything what you need. Look at this widow. I don't know how old her son was. Just think her son was maybe 25 years old. And he died in youth. Now she cannot go and marry somebody. She cannot have any children. She gave everything from what she had. She had no hope. But God came to rescue. Why? Because the word came true. He says, Malachi chapter 3 verse 11, I will fight your devourer. The word of God says you don't need a security guard to watch your house. You don't need money to build your houses. The Bible says even though you have money and you're trying to build, and if God is not with us, the builder building is in vain. Some people lay the foundation and cannot finish the house. But the word of God says, God is the one who builds your house. God is the one who watches the city. If God is not watching, the watchman's watching is in vain. Some people call me and say, Pastor Peter, I want to come to church, but I don't have a good lock. And so I'm watching my house. I said to these people, read Psalm 127, verse 1 and 2, and you will know. God is watching over you. God is building your house. You don't have to worry about anything. Start going to church. Get your life straightened out with Jesus. Means receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Ask forgiveness of your sins. Don't worry about the future. Your future is in hand of God. He will come to rescue you. He will supply your needs. Because our God is all-sufficient God. You don't have to worry. There was one man, he called me, and he had two businesses. One was a liquor business, and one was a grocery store. He came to church, got saved. And he told me the story. He said, you know, it's very hard for me to come to church because my store is open 7 days a week and a bar open also 7 days a week. I cannot go to church. I said, sir, you can gain the whole world and lose your soul. What is the benefit? You don't need that much money. You need Jesus. And he gave his life to Jesus, and he put a board, Sunday store closed, and he sold his bar, and he came to church with the whole his family, all children and everyone, and he testified. He said, I sold that bar, the headache is gone, and Saturday, people were lining up in my grocery store because they knew Sunday I'm going to close. So I had more than enough. What I'm trying to say, our God is the one who supplies your need. And this man had the peace and joy. I told him, you have a liquor business. Do you know how many families you're destroying? And how many people drinking and getting into accident, having some problems? You don't need that kind of business. And he gave up that business. It needs a great heart to give up those kind of money. Just like this widow gave up what she had. And now God gave her a son back to her. Maybe they had farm. Maybe he had a job. And their life may be very, very blessed life. We don't have to worry about future. God holds our future. One day I was sitting in my house. This is a long story. If you want to listen to my testimony, you have to go to YouTube and listen to my testimony. I was lying down and we had a very poor house. Means single house, but like a hut. And I was lying down and seeing some sunshine coming through the roof. And I said, Lord, what is my life? I was just 16 years old. I said, what is my life? What am I going to do? I have no hope. I got one job and I lost that job. So I said, what is my future? Here comes one man standing at the door and said, I want to meet the master. My father was a teacher. So I came out. I said, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for his son. I heard that his son is very smart and I'm looking for him. I said, what do you want? He said, I want to give him a job. I said, thank God. When this man came to me, he lived in a Bombay city without an address. I didn't have any address, nothing. And somehow God sent him. And when I went there, I got a job. And that job was, I had the treasury in my hand, I had the keys of the company in my hand, and I had the telephone, air conditioner, and everything. And when Jesus called me, I gave up that job and followed Christ. From that day until today, I never thought, why did I give up that job? It's a long story, but I'm cutting it short. God supplies our need. God did it for this widow. God did it for me. He can do it for you. What is your need? Our God is all-sufficient God. He knows your problem. Only one thing you need. You need Jesus. You know what the program name is? Jesus is the answer. Whatever problem you have, call upon Jesus. Give your life to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord. Heal me. Deliver me. Set me free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Once you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, your problem is over. Your financial problem is gone. Your sickness will be gone. Your worries will be gone. And you will never be the same. Your burden is rolled away. You are a child of God. Now whatever you ask, He will give it to you. He will use you as a child of God, as a servant of God. And if you are a servant of God and you never prayed for somebody, this is your chance. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 says, two people agree touching anything, God will hear our prayer from heaven. Now you are a man of God, or you are a believer, or you just got saved. Just pray with me. Your faith and my faith will come together and people will get healed, delivered and set free. Shall we pray? Touch your body or touch somebody and let's see what God can do. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the listeners. If there is someone having incurable disease, touch, heal, deliver, and set free. And let these people know Jesus is the healer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, if you believed in your heart that Jesus healed you, that means He's healed you. There is no doubt in my heart that Jesus cannot heal. Incurable diseases. When doctor says we cannot do anything, those people are healed. You can be healed. Go for checkup. Tell your doctor that I feel better. Could you check? And you will be surprised that Jesus Christ already healed you. And then tell somebody. Important things, take a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, call us. Start reading the same John's Gospel. At least read 3 times. You'll never be the same. And you'll be witnessing to others. There are so many people in the world dying without God and without Christ. Without us, they would not know the truth. But you and me together, we can do great things. The time is almost gone. Now may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.